A pharmaceutical giant is being accused of using a loophole in Australia's self-regulatory system to evade scrutiny of how it's marketing its latest strong pain relief product. Now, Mundipharma Pharma, the sister arm of US company Purdue Pharma, is facing claims it misrepresented the position of two major medical colleges as it tried to convince GPs to push a new generation of opioid drug. Alison Branley from the specialist reporting team here at the ABC has this story.
That was the thing I had to do when I, after I hurt my ankle, had to learn how to sew again. Yeah, I was right-footed. I had to learn how to sew left-footed, and that was tricky.
Debbie Thompson is a grandmother of five who likes to knit and sew in her spare time. The 64-year-old also admits at one stage she was dependent on opioids. At the height of her addiction, Debbie was taking double the recommended dose of the strong opioid oxycodone.
They were like jelly beans in some aspects. I'd go to work my 4 days a week, I'd come home and I never left the house for 3.5 days till I went back to work. You know, I'd just sit.
She remembers the first painkiller her then GP gave her to cope with ankle pain from a slip at work.
There was nothing, he didn't tell me anything. Just, well, this should help with pain. It was just a long road from then on with operations, pain meds, 19 years in 2 weeks' time. I'm still suffering.
And when the pain's at its worst, what would you describe it as feeling like?
It's like shards of glass. Like, you get pins and needles and, you know, they tingle. Well, it's like that, but shards of glass are probably the only thing to explain it.
She says the turning point came when she ended up in hospital in agony with serious digestive problems, a common side effect of long-term use of opioids.
I lived on Imodium for a couple of years there because I just never knew when I was going to get caught short.
Her new GP is Simon Holliday. He's a pain specialist who's also been one of the authors of medical guidelines for opioids issued by the Royal Australian College of GPs. He says alarm bells went off when he saw a brochure promoting an oxycodone product called Targin from the global pharmaceutical company Mundipharma.
I read this one. I was shocked. This is what's going on all through the country, and this is corrupting the ability of doctors to give safe and effective care to people with this complex problem.
According to Dr. Holliday, the brochure encourages GPs to prescribe oxycodone over weaker opioids like codeine for chronic pain by selectively quoting guidelines from the Royal Australian College of GPs and the Faculty of Pain Medicine. One reference is based on a mistaken view that strong but slow-release opioids like oxycodone are less likely to give patients an instant hit and put them at risk of addiction. Dr. Holliday says the information is outdated and potentially dangerous.
Well, this is bad advice for several reasons. First of all, opiates are not particularly effective in long-term pain, and in fact, they're unsafe.
He says a key 2016 study in rats found opioids set off a chain of immune signals in the nerves that amplified pain and made nerves more sensitive over time.
So opiates could well actually be causing pain, not only longer pain but more intense pain.
Dr. Holliday complained about the brochure to the industry body Medicines Australia, but under Australia's system of self-regulation, Mundipharma was able to elect not to take part in the complaints process. Dr. Holliday then sent his complaint to the national regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, and received no response. The TGA has told the ABC it's written to Mundipharma, but says Australia's false advertising laws for therapeutic goods exclude marketing given direct to doctors, and doctors are qualified enough to make their own judgments on promotional material. Dr. Holliday again.
I had no idea the system was so corrupt and so porous, and I'm really surprised that actually nobody in the whole system really cares whether pharmaceutical advertising is misleading or not. I don't think these pharmaceutical companies are silly either. They're not going to be spending billions of dollars marketing to healthcare providers unless it made them lots of money.
The Royal Australian College of GPs says it will make an official complaint to the TGA about its advice being improperly used by Mundipharma. In a statement, a spokesman for Mundi Pharma told the ABC it felt the brochure was balanced and accurate, and it rejected any suggestion that it had misrepresented medical guidelines or engaged in any unethical practices. While the marketing material might be outside the remit of therapeutic goods laws, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says under general consumer laws, businesses must ensure advertising is not misleading, but wouldn't comment on the Mundi Pharma case.
So what have we got here?
Daily medications. This is the opiates that I only use if I'm really, really desperate. Otherwise, it's the lidocaine patches and Panadol.
Debbie Thompson now manages her pain with local anaesthetic patches and anti-inflammatory medications. She says the pain never goes away, but her life is much fuller now she's not using opioids.
I can't just stop. If I gave into it, they'd lock me away in a padded room. And I'm not prepared to do that. I'm 64. I want to watch my grandkids grow up. My family's my goal. My grandsons in particular, my two, they give me the inspiration. I've got to keep going.
That's grandmother and chronic pain patient Debbie Thompson, ending that report by Alison Branley.